my name is Cedric Hamilton. I'm calling from Spring Glen, New York. My question is, why is it that always Trump supporters always come up with some type of excuse when Trump does something but didn't want to give President Obama a pass on anything? Not saying Obama was the greatest president in the world, but Trump is trash.
Hi, this is Gwen McClellan, and I live in Hadley, Massachusetts. I was just listening to WAMC, and there was an interesting listener comment about how it's a democracy, and people are just going to do what they feel like doing, and it's just going to happen like this. People are just going to not be careful, and they're going to go around, and people are going to get sick, and that's just part of being in a democracy. And I just wanted to mention that it is a democracy, and so that's why we have conversations. That's why we express our opinions about things, and maybe more people become informed. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Nancy Sorgan, calling from Rhinebeck. I really very much enjoyed the comments on the best of our knowledge, September 16th. The title of it was Knowledge of Democracy and Education. Jared W. Black was the speaker. I'm a retired teacher of 35 years, absolutely loved every minute of it, and I'm now retired and a substitute teacher in kindergarten and in fourth grade. And I just want to know that when I was in college at SUNY Oswego, it was, I would say, kind of drummed into our head, John Dewey's work on democracy in education and how important it is for our children. So it really rang a bell with me, and I'm all for public schools where I worked for my whole career. Thank you very much. I really enjoy WAMC, and I really love the best of our knowledge. Thank you very much. And I'll listen on late this coming Friday. I believe the comments are aired. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Margot Singer. I'm a listener in Castleton, New York. I just heard that my state senator, Daphne Jordan, has refused to debate her opponent, Mr. Nelson. I find this very arrogant and very disturbing, especially since the offer was made by the League of Women Voters, which is an esteemed nonpartisan organization with many years of history of doing the debates. What is Senator Jordan hiding? Why is she so arrogant that she refuses to debate? This is part of the democratic process. Thank you.
This is Ina Hartz, Woodbridge, New York. I was just listening to Guthrie on the Bird program. And this woman that has cedar siding and is having a problem with woodpeckers. First of all, with cedar siding, the chances of her having any bugs are pretty well non-existent. That's the reason why cedar is such a popular wood. Insects don't like it. And with the woodpecker, they don't like loud noises. So if you turn up your radio really loud and open the windows, these people are having problems with woodpeckers. They will be going away. Or any other loud noise that you can think of to do outside.